As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, November the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of news today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions, where you can find them and when you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many others do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. In our second hour, joined by AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number throughout the broadcast remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning resist the naysayers and the prognosticators amid monetary uncertainty. We'll go there in a moment. Urban renewal, obliterating blighted property. We'll talk about that as well. Perhaps even visit once again with the outcome documents of the Seoul G20 meeting. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Thursday, again, November the 18th. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold trading up $18.30 an ounce at $1,354.10, peaking over that 1350 line again. Silver, strong move this morning, up 82 cents at $26.47 an ounce. Platinum up 17 bucks at $1,653. And palladium up $20 at $682 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,348.20 for a low, $1,359.80 for a high, but at $1,354.10, your gold is up this morning, $210.40 an ounce for an 18.40% return on your investment. Well, the boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price of gold for today at $1,356.75 in their AM price fixing, and we're trading just a little bit below that at 9 o'clock AM. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged, holding in their treasure chest, electronic as it most likely is, 1,290.86 metric tons of gold, valued on State Street at $56 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 16 at 1108, the NASDAQ up 6 at 2476, and the S&P 500 flat on the day, yesterday closing at 1,179. Crude oil this morning up $1.53 a barrel at that, 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude at $81.97, and the USDX down 53 at $78.53. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, November the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Let's go back into our market report for this morning, put this behind us. Again, we find gold trading up $18.30 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That'd be an hour ago. At $1,354.10, trying to claw its way back up, getting back up out of the danger zone. You get down around the 1320 zone, and things are not looking too good. The next stop below that would be about 1250. We don't want to see it go there. Silver up 82 cents at 26.47. Platinum up 17 bucks at 16.53. A strong move in platinum. And palladium out of sight up 20 bucks at 6.82. Heading back towards that $700 mark. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. Pretty widespread developing here. 1348.20 for a low. 1359.80 for a high. Doing the $10 crab walk as it moves horizontally across the charts. Anyway, the foreign exchange rates this morning, based upon this 53 basis points decline in the U.S. dollar index, finds the Canadian loonie this morning at 98 cents, bumping up 78 basis points. The Mexican peso at 8 cents. This is exchanging against the U.S. dollar, the Forex market. You might check it out on the web. The euro this morning up 85 basis points at $1.37 against the U.S. dollar. British pound exchanges at $1.60, moving up 0.71% or 71 basis points. And that Swiss franc hanging on tight at $1.01, moving up 45 basis points this morning. The bond market, as the yields continue to go up, the value of the bonds, of course, went down. But the two-year yield this morning is 0.50%. This is, this is some pretty high yields on these U.S. Treasuries. The 10-year strong at 2.90, and the 30-year at 4.29%. So just watch how that influences the marketplace. The 15-year mortgages this morning, the fixed-rate mortgages, real strong there, moving up from 3.75% a month ago to 3.94% this morning. So just watch as the interest rates now start coming back up again. You know, the Federal Reserve, the monetary policy, they've got two primary weapons, the increase and the decrease of the monetary supply, the amount of currency in circulation, and the increase and the decrease of the interest rates. And so they're juggling the interest rates, and they're increasing the amount of currency in circulation. They've got all their tools in play right now. The 30-year this morning, also a strong move upward, 4.39% month ago to 4.53% this morning. So anybody that's out there trying to get a mortgage, well, you better tighten up your belt, sucker, because you're going to pay more for the monthly truck on that one. Prime rate this morning is at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio is at 51.14 ounces of silver. I'll buy you 1 ounce of gold in this morning's marketplace. Let's go to the Conaday website. The big news for today, the jobless claims is going to be out. Leading indicators will be out at 10. Philadelphia Fed survey at 10 as well. The natural gas report will be out. And a bunch of note amount announcements, and then in the afternoon we'll hear a couple of experts say. Experts say they always talk about things in the afternoon. Wait until everybody's had their lunch. Let's go into the jobless claims report this morning. Claiming that this is good news. Well, if good news, if being unemployed is good news, then I guess this is good news, because there's 439,000 people filing their initial jobless claims this week. This jobless claims held on to the big improvement of the prior week, rising only 2,000. I wouldn't want to be one of those 2,000 people filing my initial jobless claim, but if that's good news, well, that's good news. But to a lower-than-expected level, lower-than-expected, unexpectedly, suddenly, came out of the dark, didn't see it coming, unanticipated, lower-than-expected level of 439,000 in the November 13th week. Anyway, the four-week average at 443,000 and down more than 15,000 from a month ago is signaling solid improvement for the November payrolls. Wouldn't want to be any of these 443,000 people on unemployment. Continuing claims have also been coming down. Of course, when your unemployment runs out, you have no continuing claim to file. And continuing claims have also been coming down, falling 48,000 in November, 6 week. Of course, we didn't notice any bump up of 48,000 new jobs created. So that means these people are not only off their unemployment, but they're now out of luck. Anyway, falling to 4.295 million, if you can believe these numbers, I would visit shadowstats.com, John Williams' website, and get the real deal there. The four-week average of 4.353 million is down 133,000 from its month ago. It's so easy to talk about all of this when it's in just digits. It's just digits, and you don't see the young man sitting on the couch with his wife and the children on the floor, and they're trying to figure out whether they'll be able to stay in the motel this weekend or not. Anyway, special factors aren't a factor in the improvement underway through the November the 13th week. It doesn't include, does include the Veterans Day. Jobless claims remain one of the brightest spots on the economic calendar. Well, might be a bright spot on the economic calendar, but the Rust Belt is going to be most of our discussion for today. The Rust Belt cities raise homes as defaults blight neighborhoods. Blight. Key phrase in urban planning, Agenda 21, Vision 2020, and all of that. We're going to start the news with this, and then we're going to come back to the news of this when we go into Design with Nature by Ian McCarg and the Urban Trilogues later in the broadcast. But let's go right here first. Cleveland's population has been shrinking for 60 years. Now, you can just take Cleveland out of the story and put your town in it. Cleveland's population has been shrinking for 60 years as the city lost manufacturing jobs. Now, after more than 33,000 foreclosures since 2005, it's demolishing hundreds of deserted and derelict homes, and this is going to be coming to a town near you. An agency started last year to manage abandoned houses in Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland, plans to acquire as many as 1,000 properties next year and tear down as many as 900 of them. Of course, we still have record amounts of unemployment and homelessness all across America, but let's go ahead and tear down these houses. They're blight. The city of Cleveland may raise. That's what urban renewal is all about, raise. That's something that Caterpillar Tractor is very good. That's something the Israelis are good at doing in the Gaza Strip. The city of Cleveland may raise double that amount, in other words, 18 houses, according to Gus Frangos, the president of the Cuyahoga County Land Reutilization Corporation. Think about Russia, Mudar Rusia, Gosplan. Think about the stories of the Gulag Archipelago. Visit with Andrei Solzhenitsyn's account of that horrible and horrendous experience. Anyway, this is Cuyahoga County Land Reutilization Corporation. Go back and get out your Das Kapital and read once again about the rewilding of the Scottish Highlands. That's right. Creating the sheepfolds up there, driving all of the people, all the Scotsmen, all the Highlanders down out of their abodes, and obliterating any recognition or any remembrance of their homes and things like that, knocking down their walls and things. So on and so forth, so that the king could graze his animals up there, and all of the people could go down and run right to the arms of the Manchester Robert Owen, waiting at the mills, so that they could become indentured servants, and eventually find themselves in the colonies. Anyway, you really have to bury the dead right now, Frangos said. I guess that would be the death panels. That'll be coming next. Frango said in a telephone interview, you have to remove blight. It's unfortunately on a grand scale. Well, pick up that blight story right after these words from our sponsor.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering find the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so back out to the Rust Belt, taking a look across the country and seeing that cities and counties are ending up with abandoned properties under their control as owners stop paying taxes, all right? And we're going to find out as we go forward in this discussion a little bit that all across America, as you have been hearing through this foreclosure gate, there are millions of properties that are being foreclosed upon and that their titles, the chain of title is very unclear. And with an unclear title, of course, title insurers are going to be very reluctant to offer title insurance on those, which means that no matter where they put the interest rates on mortgages and refinances, it's going to be difficult to attract a buyer because what are they buying, a pig and a poke? Yeah, well, that's what they sold, that's what they have. You can't sell anything more than what you have. You can't offer somebody a better title on their property than what you yourself have. And if your chain of title has been broken somewhere along the line, all you're offering is a chance to pay money. So it might as well just be a rental house, and that's exactly the way the cities are looking at it. They're looking at it as an opportunity to provide low-income housing for all of the millions and millions of Americans who are going to be living in Section 8 housing as we go lower and lower in our incomes and more dependent upon Uncle Suck, all right? Anyway, cities and counties across the Rust Belt are ending up with abandoned properties under their control as owners stop paying taxes in Cuyahoga County. A record of 2,400 tax foreclosures may occur this year. And that would be a small number. We had a considerable number of tax foreclosures right here in sunny southwest Missouri in Berry County, the home of the very, very, very rural people that live here. And yet, a lot of the properties around here are coming up in foreclosures, tax sales. Can't pay the taxes, you can't pay your land rent to the county, you're out. The governments are choosing to tear down some buildings rather than sell them as residents move to the suburbs and steel, automotive, and manufacturing jobs disappear. Right? So we're rewilding America one house at a time. That decision reflects a perception of what the future is going to be. A very important statement here made by Nicholas Retsinas, the director emeritus of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard, darling, in Cambridge. It's the phenomena of the shrinking city. How do you get to be a compact city? Well, you've got to shrink things. You have to change the dimensions. It would be most appropriate and so handy if you could just go ahead and tear the whole city down, level the whole thing, and then build one of these stack 'em and pack 'em centers. 4 or 5 stories high, like a big stack of pancakes up to IHOPs. It'd be so handy if you could do it that way, but you've got all these pesky people. Damn people anyway, with their houses and all their property, all their claims and the rights. Pretty soon they'll have no rights any longer. We find the same thing happening in Detroit. In Detroit, like Cleveland, the population has dropped by more than half since 1950. All right? The phenomena of the shrinking city. It's part of the problem. When you have a birth-to-death ratio, such as we have today, fewer and fewer young people coming into the world and more old folk hanging around, going to have to get the death panels fired up. Anyway, the mayor elected last year, this would be a spokesman for Mayor Dave Bing. The mayor elected last year, Detroit, has pledged to tear down 10,000 abandoned and dangerous homes in his first year, in office. 10,000 abandoned and dangerous homes. Detroit has almost 51,000 properties for sale and may add more through this year's tax foreclosures auction in Wayne County, where the city is located. Right? 51,000. Going to add some more this year. in the tax foreclosure auction. These cities really have to take on the properties. Key word there. These cities really have to take on the properties, all right? They're going to finance that with your tax dollar. They're going to underwrite the maintenance of these properties in perpetuity with your tax dollars. But they're going to take the houses down. They're going to tear them out. Said Alan Malek, a senior fellow at the Washington-based Brookings Institution, quote, if they're going to be responsible stewards, well, don't you hate it when they bring that word out? They only do it when they need to. That's almost biblical. They really don't have a choice. Detroit has about 911,000 residents, plans to spend $14 million, now listen, of a $47 million from the first grant it was awarded in the Federal Neighborhood Stabilization Program. The Neighborhood Stabilization Program. Was I asleep again like Rip Van Winkle? Like the troll under the bridge? Asleep again, Will. I missed this. Neighborhood Stabilization Program. Well, the mayor didn't. Mr. Bing didn't. He's going to jump in about spend $14 million of the $47 million from the first grant that it was awarded in the Federal Neighborhood Stabilization Program. I wonder if they're going to create an economic enterprise zone here. Homes being raised. No, I'm not talking about raising a barn. I'm talking about knocking them down. Introduce Caterpillar tractor here. Track hose, clamp buckets. In Ohio, Cuyahoga County Land Reutilization Corporation. The Cuyahoga County Land Reutilization Corporation. Maybe we got to buy stock there today. Also known as the Cuyahoga Land Bank. The Cuyahoga Land Bank won a $41 million grant. Okay? Every time you put out your hands for these unearned shekels, these grants in aid, the shackles of control come on. Somebody's going to dictate which properties get raised. They won a $41 million grant in a second round of funding from the federal government stabilization program. The land bank has budgeted about $6.3 million to demolish 605 homes in Cleveland and some of its suburbs, according to a report filed with the U.S. government. There's just not nearly enough money to solve the devastation in these neighborhoods, Frangos said. A block on Kinsman Avenue, now we're going to raise the tier level here, a block on Kinsman Avenue, excuse me while I reach for my VapoRub or something, a block on Kinsman's Avenue near East 144th Street in Mount Pleasant neighborhood, southeast of Cleveland, is pocked with boarded up homes and empty lots where homes once stood. Nailed to one house in front of its gutter dangling over the porch, you know, that's a code violation near dangling gutters, is a piece of plywood spray painted with no copper. No copper. I don't know whether they were trying to keep the pigs out or whether they were trying to keep the thieves out, but it says no copper. An attempt to keep metal scavengers away. Another neighborhood bearing the plywood scars of foreclosure is Slavic Village. Slavic Village. Didn't know they had such a neighborhood. Also, southeast of town, on a residential side street off the main thoroughfare of Fleet Avenue, about every seventh home is boarded up. Now, whether there's any truth to any of this or not, I don't know. Just reading it the way it was found on the Bloomberg website this morning. Demolition scheduled. Cleveland is scheduled today to demolish 11602 Cromwell Avenue on the city's east side and 6530 Hosmer Avenue in the southeast part of the city. They're demolishing houses, tearing them out. Cleveland's area's foreclosure rate ranked in the top third of more than 200 U.S. metropolitan areas in the third quarter, according to the Irvine, California-based Realty Track, Inc. Foreclosures continue unabated. An interesting side of this story. I'm going to save this one. Jim Rokoskis, the treasurer for the Cuyahoga County and a board member of the county land bank said in a telephone interview, it's an ugly situation. Just let that kind of gestate, circulate around in your mind. It's an ugly situation. Blight, urban sprawl, urban blight. It's been on the it's been on the radar screen of the urban planners for a long time. It's part of the Vision 2020 plan. We've got to get rid of all of this blight. We need to get all the blighters out of the house that caused the blight, too. And they smell on a hot day, little people.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Anyway, yeah, seriously distressed? Well, yeah, Cleveland, again, has 7,000 vacant and seriously distressed properties, according to a report by Warren, the city's chief of regional development. Chief of regional development. That's down from 8,000. We've got a real problem here. This government by Soviet unelected boards and councils is getting out of control. That's down from 8,009 last year as the city rehabilitated and demolished homes. How many people are sleeping under cardboard? How many people are going to bed last night without a blanket in this town? And they're demolishing homes. Municipal groups teamed up. Municipal groups teamed up to target 20 neighborhoods. How'd you like to live in one of those neighborhoods, have a municipal group come in and targeting you? In several cities in the region as part of a revitalization program, according to an action plan. Need action, and need action now. It was a phrase that Franklin Delano Roosevelt made famous and then echoed yesterday by Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, got an action plan here in Cuyahoga County by the municipal groups teaming up to target 20 neighborhoods. The Cuyahoga County Land Bank filed with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, according to an action plan. course. This is the Agenda 21 Program of Action for the 21st Century. We'll go to that in a moment. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development neighborhoods in such suburbs as East Cleveland, Shaker Heights, and South Euclid are among the targeted areas. Now, these urban planners just, you know, they really make me want to tear my hair out sometimes. Dayton, Ohio, with a population about 153,800, is also using money from the second round of federal grants. That's your money, folks. Or money of mine. To demolish properties and build new homes and apartment buildings for low-income families. Who's going to build the new homes? Who's going to build the apartment buildings? Where are all these low-income families' homes going to be built? What is this idea about Section 8 housing and stuff? Have everybody ever been around to the projects before? Anybody ever live in a city that had a lot of housing, low-income family projects? Kind of a low-income family project across the street from a bunch of duplexes and triplexes, and really brings the property value down. Besides, on a hot day, you could smell them, the sweat of the little people. In one neighborhood, the city is spending $1.55 million to buy 40 abandoned properties that will be torn down and replaced with homes for families earning less than 50% of the area's median income. They're using tax dollars. And then they're going to pick out those that qualify, and they're going to plug them back into these places. What's going to happen to the rest of the home values in that area? So you get some houses a little bit questionable, or they don't meet the code they violate code. So the city forecloses on them. They come in and they tear it down. And the next thing you know, you got Section 8 housing going up next to yours. How long will it be before you let your mortgage flip? Just let the city have it. You want to build Section 8 housing, they can build it on my property next. Urban agriculture, well, cities are also encouraging urban agriculture through the planting of community gardens on vacant lots. Haven't we heard this before? You know, I really appreciate the sentiment. Everybody should be able to grow a carrot from time to time. Certainly, everybody should be able to experience the bursting flavor of a fresh, vine-ripened tomato. But at the same time, this whole idea of community gardens is a little bit troubling. You know that it's not possible in community gardens to be able to sustain the people. But it certainly does give the people something to do. You know, busy people are less likely to be violent people, people with a little hope for a change. You know, they'll get out there. You ever been around a community garden? You ever seen how those work before? You understand how kibbutzism and communism just never does seem to work? Yeah, you can tear a house down. You can say, this is going to become a pea patch. This will be a community garden. And you can just, you know, put a yard bib up where the water meter stands in the yard and let people run a hose to that. And then they can come in with the rototillers and their spades and their garden hose and their sunbonnets and all of that. And they can go in and they can plant things, you know, like lettuce and rows of broccoli and whatnot. A few, little bit of corn in the back lot, so on and so forth. And everybody's out there and they just tend it and work it up. Have you ever looked into any of that? You know, Robert Owen sent his boy over here and they started a community called, I think it was either New Harmony or New Freedom. The name is associative. You can look it up in the encyclopedias and find them both. But they tried these things before. They don't seem to work. The United Community, they tried these things before and they don't seem to work all over Birobidzhan, the Jewish Autonomous Oblast. They tried these things, these kibbutzism. It doesn't work. Why is that? Well, because ultimately, you're going to have a few people that are actually out there gardening, you know, the Hmong people and the others. Some of the Orientals, the Vietnamese have come over here and places like that. Some of the people that have come up from below this border, they understand what a garden is. They'll get out there and work it real hard. Other people come out and it's kind of like, well, it's a hobby. It's something they saw in the, you know, one of these circulars from the Sierra Club. So they thought it would be a good idea. But when they realize how much work it is to actually get a bundle of carrots out of a garden and how disappointing it is when your carrots don't come up or when they're full of worms. Oh, my. Well, they give up. I've seen it before. I've been around a couple of communes myself. Community gardening, well, it's difficult. But let's just say they were successful. They've got their compost heaps and all of that out there, and there's about a half a dozen or maybe two dozen people on a lot right beside your home, which has been converted into a community garden by the urban planners. And they're all milling around, you know. All the cars parked up and down the street in the middle of a residential area, and they're doing a community garden right next to your house. But what happens after midnight? All these hungry people, these homeless people, they come in, they take the garden. They ransack in the city. You're going to leave somebody, what do you have, like a watchdog? You're going to guard your carrots overnight? Anybody with a flashlight can come in and help themselves? And, oh, my God, then what an uproar, you know? Somebody came in and they vandalized our garden and they took all of our corn 2 days before it was ripe. Well, that's the way it goes, bugger. Anyway, Phoenix, which has the eighth highest U.S. foreclosure rate, also received money from the federal government and plans to spend 3% of the first round on clearance. On clearance. On clearance. They call that urban renewal. Which includes cleaning up vacant lots and demolishing properties, according to the government records, for Sunbelt cities such as Phoenix, where there likely will be greater growth than in Cleveland and Detroit. The more practical strategy may be to hold on to homes until the real estate market recovers. That's a long-term bet. Anyway, said Terry Schwarz, the director of the Kent State University's Cleveland Urban Design Collaborative in Cleveland. Oh, my God. Cleveland Urban Design Collaborative in Cleveland. That would be the CUDCC or the KSU-CUDCC. Depending on the property and the climate, it may be possible to mothball the buildings. Mothball the buildings. That's what it will happen to them. They will be mothballed. They will become a ball of moths. And then the mold will start inside of them as well. How do you mothball a building if someone is not coming in and out of the building on a regular basis, airing them out and heating them in the wintertime and cooling them in the summer? They will decline steeply, and they will mold, and they will get musty. And then all the carpets will have to be torn out, and all of the drywall will have to be taken out, and then the insulation will have to be taken out, and you might as well just demolish it. Mothballing property? I don't think so. Buying foreclosed homes? That's what Phoenix is doing. The city of 1.6 million is buying foreclosed homes through the National Community Stabilization Trust. Wow. Is this where all of those bankers' bailouts are going? Buying up the property of America, rewilding America one house at a time? Well, it's possible. The Washington-based trust, sponsored by six nonprofit groups, I wonder if Goldman Sachs is involved there, helps local community housing organizations buy foreclosed properties from lenders. I wonder if Bill and Melinda Gates have contributed to this. Phoenix area, home prices fell 52% in August from their peak in June 2006. According to data from the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, of course we share that with you off the Econo Day regular basis, farther east, values in and around Detroit dropped 44% from their 2005 record. Cleveland area prices are down 13% from the peak 4 years ago. Foreclosures are likely to continue in Cleveland as the economy struggles to rebound. It's a dismal picture, said Rokakis, the Cuyahoga County treasurer. The only thing positive is this land bank and what we're doing with it. Well, that's the article. You can find it for yourself up on Bloomberg. Maybe you want to get a copy of that article and put it in along with your property tax statement when you get raked over the coals for your monthly rent to your county this year. Well, we'll come back to that one in a moment. Bright spot in the future, however. Norway becomes an investor's haven on the world's lowest default risk. That's right. Norway and Sweden. The Norwegians and the blockheads. Well, Norway may become Europe's next investor's haven. Sounds like a pretty good place to go. Norway. That's a novel idea. Wow. Nordic beauties. I'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, we find Norway coming up in the news this morning. This is the first time in a long time we've heard from Sweden from time to time. And of course, it was Sweden that had the first Secretary General of the United Nations, if my memory serves me right. But because Norway is the best, has the best sovereign credit in the world, it's such a safe haven, said Paul Magnusson, Chief Nordic Economist at Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC in an interview. The current risk aversion is Eurocentric. Norway is the world's seventh biggest oil exporter and avoids the unpredictable swings that other energy-rich nations suffer by investing oil revenue offshore through its sovereign wealth fund. You see, we could be doing that ourselves if we weren't importers, if we weren't running this game, this Ponzi scheme, OPEC and all of the rest of that. We could, too, be self-reliant, just as Norway is, and people would be saying Norway is the best sovereign credit risk in the world. It's a safe haven, but they don't say that about the United States anymore. The Swedish krona and the Norwegian krone were the best performers today out of the 16 major currencies tracked by Bloomberg. Norway's $505 billion wealth fund means the country's default risk is lower than that of U.S. or Germany. Norway. Irish bonds led a market out route from Portugal to Greece this month amid concern that Ireland won't be able to contain its fiscal banking crisis without a bailout. Even France is feeling the contagion as investors punish countries with higher debt levels. But again, Norway's $505 billion wealth fund means the country's default risk is lower than even that of the U.S. or Germany. So that's another one. We could talk about Boehner here, but I think I'll let's just let it pass. Of course, Sarah Palin is in the news. Everybody's talking about her as being a potential candidate for president still, and Hillary Clinton is trying to establish some kind of a relationship on SART or START, this idea that we need to have a strategic arms, Russian arms treaty. I told you about that. Barry the Usurper comes back from Asia, and he comes with his marching instructions from Medvedev and the others over in Russia. And they're in the process now of coming up with a strategic arms reduction treaty again and getting the Senate to ratify it so that we can continue to waste money and piss it down the rat hole on nuclear armaments that'll never be used. But anyway, that's the way that goes. Let's go into something related to our discussion as we began the broadcast. This out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7. This is Chapter 7 in Agenda 21, for those of you that haven't read it yet, is promoting sustainable human settlement development. Promoting sustainable human settlement development. Of course, it's not sustainable to have blighted properties pockmarking Cuyahoga County or any place else, Detroit. All right. So what we want to do with all of this, what the Agenda 21 hopes to do with all of that, is in 7.14, some metropolitan areas extend over boundaries of several political and or administrative entities, counties and municipalities, even though they conform to a continuous urban system. So this is urban sprawl as it leaps over a municipality. It goes outside of Cleveland, then it takes up the county land around it, and then it goes into the next one and the next one, and you just have this endless sprawl spreading out. That's what they're talking about here. In many cases, this political heterogeneity hinders the implementation of comprehensive environmental management programs. It hinders the implementation of comprehensive environmental management programs. The objective here is to ensure sustainable management of all urban settlements. Now, this is a global plan. From global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are. So we need to understand what the globalist agenda is, and so we go right to their own works. Agenda 21, Earth Summit, out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992. But the objective is to ensure sustainable, in other words, something that can be propped up, something that can be shored up, something that would otherwise fall on its own accord. We're going to sustain it. We're going to ensure, not ensure, but to ensure sustainable management of all urban settlements. We wouldn't want the little people to come out with their pitchforks and torches and throw off despotic and tyrannical governments. No, we need to assure sustainable management. Can't let them get their head, you know, like a horse. Particularly in developing countries like America, in order to enhance their ability to improve the living condition of residents, especially the marginalized and the disenfranchised. That's why we're going to build all of this low-income housing in Cleveland and Detroit and a town near you. Especially the marginalized and the disenfranchised, the people who have been foreclosed out of their homes and find themselves living in their sucked UV down by the railroad. They thereby contributing to the achievement of national economic development goals. And once again, we come into these economic enterprise zones. National economic development goals. And then it continues, jump over a little bit, get into the Sustainable Cities program here. We want to improve the urban environment by promoting social organization and environmental awareness. See, we're promoting that. Through the participation of local communities in the identification of public service needs, like community gardens. The provisions of urban infrastructure and the enhancement of public amenities and the protection and rehabilitation of older buildings, historic precincts, and other cultural artifacts. You know, like the downtown area of an older town where they come into the courtyard, the court square, the square, and they dress up, they gussy up, they pretty up all of the buildings around the old courthouse. And they call it an economic zone. They enhance this. In addition, green works programs should be activated to create self-sustaining human development activities and both formal and informal employment opportunities for low-income urban residents, like picking up garbage off of vacated lots and things like that. Blighted properties, helping to tear down the houses, and maybe they'll come in with the Habitat for Humanity program and build a few Habitat for Humanity houses in some of these places. Following that meme, participate in international sustainable city networks. Everybody has a sister city somewhere, don't they? continuing promote the formulation of environmentally sound and culturally sensitive tourism programs as a strategy for sustainable development of urban and rural settlements. And, of course, the other day, the Israelis sent a delegation down to the miners. What was it, in Chile? Brazil? Where was it? Chile, I think it was, somewhere. Brazil. The miners that were rescued, we read the story. And they were inviting them to all come to Israel next year because they of their strong belief in God that got them through the mining calamity. All come to Israel and they could all stand around and wail at the wall, right? Bring your tax dollars for sure, but leave your Bibles at home. Empower community groups, non-governmental organizations, and individuals to assume the authority and the responsibility for managing and enhancing their immediate environment through participatory tools, techniques, and approaches embodied in the concept of environmental care. All right? So we have all of this land bank money coming in for the eradication of blight and creation of community gardens, teaching everybody to care for the environment. What a great opportunity it is to teach everybody best practices and the principles of urban organic gardening, right? Cities of all countries should reinforce cooperation among themselves and cities of the developed countries. Everyone needs a sister city. None of us can do it alone, but together we can, right? Under the aegis of non-governmental organizations active in this field, such as the International Union of Local Authorities, the IULA. This morning on the news, the Republican governors all got together and had a confab. Of course, the Democratic governors are all getting together and having a confab, too. But confabbing is something governors like to do. They don't stay in their own states and mind their own business. No, they get together in collectives. That's right, they do. They like to have this non-governmental organizations active in this field of governance. So all the governors come together and they plan the trajectory for the next 2 and 4 years. The International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, well, that would be Italy, wouldn't it? I wonder how many of these cities that are on this urban renewal frenzy are Italy cities. And the World Federation of Twin Cities, of course, everyone has a twin city. Continuing, looking at this, the objective is to provide for the land requirements. This is 7.28 out of Agenda 21. The objective of this is to provide the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use so as to ensure access to all home households and, where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed land, again, to ensure access to land to all households. Everyone has a right to land. Everyone can play, and everyone can win. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hour number 2, straight ahead.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour of the broadcast, we introduced an article off the Bloomberg website to Rust Belt Cities, talking a little bit about urban renewal and blight. Kind of trumps the other news that was out there, just mostly window dressing and fluff pieces. But as we started in on the article, we started to see all of the connections to the things that we talk about here on a regular basis, and leads us right into Agenda 21 Earth Summit, the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development out of 1992, the Rio de Janeiro Brazil Earth Summit. Well, we find ourselves in Chapter 7, of course, promoting sustainable land use development, it's promoting sustainable human settlement development. Let's get that straight, Mr. Will. Anyway, where we find these curious words written in 7.28, the objective again is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use. This would be your urban planners, and more than that, your social engineers, so as to ensure access to land to all households. Access to land. Not land ownership. Access to land. It's like the feudal serfdom. Everybody in the three-field system had access to land. And you'd work these fields on Monday, then you would work these fields on Tuesday, these fields on Wednesday. On Thursday, you could work your pea patch over here. On Friday, you work these fields. On Saturday, you work the fields for the church, and on Sunday, you spend half the day in the church listening to something said in Latin. Well, curious. Seems to be we're going back in that direction again. Again, continuing, and where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed land. How does that work in with our idea that property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that freedom is best defined by Andrew J. Columbus as 100% control of your property 100% of the time, which, of course, has and begs the corollary, 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. So how then can we be moving nationally, internationally, regionally, and intra-regionally towards this new idea of communally and collectively owned and managed land? And have Jorge Bush the First sign on to this, and Bill Clinton create the President's Commission, the shrub, took it forward, and Barry the Usurper is carrying the water now. Unbelievably, particular attention should be paid to the needs of Lilly Ledbetter. Oh, that's not what it says here. It says particular attention should be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons. Don't ever forget that. For economic and cultural reasons, that's the only reason we pay women and indigenous people any heed at all. It's for our economic and cultural reasons. All countries should consider as appropriate undertaking a comprehensive national inventory of their land resources. Isn't that what we're doing in Afghanistan? Isn't that what we're doing in your town? Wasn't that what the senseless taker was doing on your front doorstep with his GIS GPS reader? Undertaking a comprehensive national inventory of their land resources in order to establish a land information system. Systems. I'm going to find out all about the systems. Go up and visit with Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. Get your mind and your eyes wrapped around some of these systems that are coming on us and at us. It's a system approach. Continuing, well, we'll have to continue right after these words. Stay tuned.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again into this discussion on the Earth Summit Agenda 21, United Nations Program of Action from Rio. We'd like to go back to this book, not so much that I enjoy reading it. It's certainly just good to know where they're going, what the plan is, Stan. What is the plan, Stan? Well, it's GIS, GPS, global governance, and there's an internal zoning system that goes with it. All countries, again, should consider as appropriate undertaking a comprehensive national inventory of their land resources in order to establish a land information system in which land resources will be classified according to their most appropriate uses, and environmentally fragile or disaster-prone areas will be identified for special protection measures. The GIS and GPS global governance system, of course, this takes out of the picture the individual, the sovereign individual, and makes the collective sovereign in the system. the greatest good of the greatest number. This is the happiness principle. This is the Jeremy Bentham panopticon worldview. The original philosophical radicals of England, taking the laws of nature, nature's God, and upending them. Certainly not how our country was originally founded. Create, where appropriate, efficient and accessible land markets that meet community development needs by, inter alia, improving land registry systems. What's happening to the land registry system in the United States? The torrent system is on its face. We're now having a substantial break, if you will, in the links of the chain of title due to this foreclosure fraud, the credit default swaps, and all of the rest that's going on with MERS and so on. And streamlining procedures in land transactions. You know, if Barry the usurper takes his pseudo pocket veto out of his pocket in the Senate, ratifies his little retroactive hoodwinking, well, we'll just be able to go back and write whatever deeds and documents we need to have to verify and to confirm the grounds, the validity, and provide evidence for why we've thrown you out of your property. Anyway, pretty bad story here. Develop fiscal incentives and land use control measures, including land use planning solutions for a more rational, environmentally sound use of limited land resources. So in Cuyahoga, we'll just go ahead and demolish houses, increasing the stock shares for Caterpillar. Of course, we talked about them having a banner year so far. We need a few more of those dozers with city decals placed on their side to come in and get rid of the blight in your neighborhood. Hopefully it's not your house. Get your things, go out the back door quickly. Anyway, encourage partnerships among the public, private, and community sectors. Didn't we read about all those public-private partnerships in that article? Again, you can find the original Rust Belt Cities on the Bloomberg website this morning. Strengthen community-based land resource protection practices in existing urban and rural settlements. Notice the way they say settlements. Well, we're just all settlers. They're settling in the West Bank. Gaza. Oh, my. What a brouhaha. Netanyahu over here meeting Barry the Usurper. Hillary Clinton. Dem Clinton. And do a little bit of community-based land resource protection practices in existing and urban rural settlements in Palestine. Establish appropriate forms of land tenure. What would be an appropriate form of land tenure? See, that wouldn't be a fee simple absolute, would it? That wouldn't be your patent rights, would it, on the land? No, instead, it would be more like a warranty deed. We warrant that a deed exists, but Bubba, you don't have it. That would be all of the lands of England, ultimately, are owned by the Queen and perhaps the Vatican. And as a result, the best you can hope for is tenancy. You get to live on the premise. You have a residential interest in the land. Establish appropriate forms of land tenure that provide security of tenure. Security of tenure, your tenant. For all land users, you're just a user. That's why you have to pay a land rent. That's what your property taxes are all about. Especially indigenous people, women, and local communities, the low-income urban dwellers, and the rural poor. That's the Cuyahoga. That's Cuyahoga. That's the Bloomberg article right there. Rust Belt Cities. Establish appropriate forms of land tenure that provide security of tenure for all land users, especially. All right? It's good for everybody, especially, however, we have a special status here. We have a special class, especially indigenous people, women, local communities, the low-income urban dwellers, and the rural poor. Nothing mentioned in there about being middle class. Nothing mentioned about being an entrepreneur or being a success in your community there. No. You're just not in the right class there, son. Accelerate efforts to promote access to land by the urban and rural poor. So what we'll do is we'll just foreclose all of these properties in this subdivision. We'll come in and bulldoze them out. We'll build Section 8 housing in here, and we'll let all the poor move in, right next door to you, perhaps. Accelerate efforts again to promote access. Accelerate. As somebody's got their hand on that long handle, a very deep well, and they're pumping furiously, and the water is just pouring out all over the floor. Accelerate efforts to promote access to land by the urban and rural poor, including credit schemes. Credit schemes. Credit schemes for the purchase of land. Hey, everybody can have a piece of property. Jorge Bush said this is an ownership society. And for building and acquiring or improving safe and healthy shelter. Safe and sound, healthy environment. It should be said environmentally safe and healthy shelter. And infrastructure services. This is right out of Agenda 21, not having to make this stuff. Here's point number H. Develop and support the implementation of improved land management practices that deal comprehensively with potentially competing land requirements for agriculture, industry, transport, urban development, green spaces, preserves, and other vital needs. These are the words that keep me awake at night, you know. This is what's happening in the background. In a moment, we'll turn over to Ian McCarg and take a little bit of a gander at some of his brain. Then maybe if the time allows, we'll go into the urban trialogues and look at localizing Agenda 21. At the international level, global coordination of land resource management activities should be strengthened by the various bilateral and multilateral agencies and programs, such as the UNDP, FAO, the World Bank, the regional development banks, other interested organizations, the UNDP World Bank Habitat Urban Management Program, and action should be taken to promote the transfer of applicable experience on sustainable land management practices to and among developing countries. So you'll get one of those green jobs. And we'll outsource you, maybe, or someone from East India, you know. And we'll go down to Zimbabwe or Rhodesia or any of the places that we've already destroyed. And we'll bring in some of the sustainable mercenaries to dialogue them into consensus that they might practice the sustainable human settlement development where they are. The sustainability of urban development is defined by many parameters relating to the availability of water, supplies, air quality, and the provision of environmental infrastructure for sanitation and waste management. As a result, the density of users, urbanization, if properly managed, offers unique opportunities for the supply of sustainable environmental infrastructure through adequate pricing policies, educational programs, and equitable access mechanisms that are economically and environmentally safe and sound. Wow.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I suppose the question might be, have you ever lived close to one of these community gardens that we heard about in the Rust Belt Cities article off the Bloomberg, where we're going to go in and demolish houses? Maybe it'll be like the missing teeth in my jaw. We're going to go in and demolish one house here and one house there, one house here, one house there. We're going to put in community gardens. But of course, how do you get a community garden? Well, you've got to go appeal to the city. You've got to get a water meter, you know, installed there. You've got to have your hose bib installed there. That's going to be money out of somebody's pocket. Somebody's going to have to pony up for that. And then you're going to have your compost hoops and all of that sort of stuff. You have all your sticks and tin and clay pots and all kinds of manner of other things. You have to have garbage service to the place. You'll have to have all of that worked out in advance in order to do a community garden. Maybe they've got a permit process. Have to pay a permit fee to do that as well. And then they'll have a community organizer like Barry the Usurper, one of his cousins, and they'll be standing in there making sure that you do everything right. Of course, the University Extension Council will bring somebody in, and they'll have meetings, and they'll dialogue you into the consensus on how important it is for you to use GMO foods. And you're hearing about all this, and the cognitive dissonance, the bells go off in my mind, because at the same time, Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety and Modernization Act, is laying right there, granting the U.S. government new authority over the public's right to grow, trade, and transport any foods. Give Big Brother the power to regulate the tomato plants in your backyard, or grant them the power to arrest and imprison people. Could you imagine the outrage? You're standing there in the community garden, and you've got one or two, maybe three cucumbers that are more than you need, and you want to exchange them with one of your neighbor's tomatoes? Oh, my God. They send in the SWAT team, probably taser someone, close the whole thing down. They'll have to trample the entire garden into the ground, rototill it. And they'll pave it over so no one else will ever try that again in that neighborhood. Probably forfeit your permit, shut your water off, cancel your garbage service, and take away your tomato steaks. It could happen. It could happen in a town near you, especially if you read Chapter 14, Promoting Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Development, right out of the Agenda 21 manual here again. Implement policies to influence land tenure. Why did they always keep talking about land tenure? Well, because it's social justice, my friends. This is where the collective has sovereignty. The individual sovereignty is gone. The idea of private property is gone under the new global system. Cannot tolerate that. We all have to live on kibbutzes. All right? Screw on your yarmulke and get your shovels out. It's the new feudalism. Implement policies to influence land tenure and property rights positively, they say, with due, what is that when they say influence land tenure and property rights positively? That's legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the full force and effect of law. That's not the laws of nature and nature's God. That's not all men are created by their, creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and property, as John Locke would style it, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is kind of redundant, as the founders stated it. But it's going to influence rights positively. It's the positive law. This is statutory, codified rules and regulations, licensed, taxable, and revocable. with due recognition of the minimum size of landholding required to maintain production and check further fragmentation. We don't want any more fragmentation. We don't want any more fragmentation. That's why we want the collective farms. This is why we want to, well, I shared with you an article earlier this week in regards to John Deere and Mosaic. It was basically just an infomercial. And it was talking about the bravo success of American agriculture. We should say agribusiness. But we realize that agriculture in America represents only 1% of the trillions of dollars of our gross domestic product. Then we can put it in the right perspective. But the minimum size of landholding, they don't want you out there with a 10-acre parcel or a 5-acre parcel or 5 acres to self-sufficiency or any of the other books that are out there. No, no. They want on 1 square foot gardening in your backyard. Ever tried to live a winter on 1 square foot gardens? I'm somebody that's tried this stuff, my friends, for 16 years. I lived in a little farm. All right. I've double dug garden beds that are 40 feet long with a garden spade and all of that and planted everything you can imagine. It's difficult to try and become self-reliant, especially when you're living by yourself and you don't have a 12 or 14 member family to support you in the things you're trying to do. This is from past experience we're talking here. Anyway, continuing along, formulate, introduce, and monitor policies, laws, and regulations and incentives leading to sustainable agriculture and rural development and improve food security. Let me see. The Food Safety Modernization Act sounds hauntingly familiar. Food security. Better watch out. Better watch out, those Vimonts. They've got raw milk. They do. They do. And they got good beef, too, by the way. If you live in southwest Missouri, you know what I'm talking about. Formulate, introduce, and monitor policies, laws, and regulations, and incentives. So those grants and aid for the removal of blighted property in Cuyahoga County. And improve food security into the development and transfer of appropriate farm technologies. What is it? The transfer of appropriate farm technologies? This is where we export John Deere tractors to developing countries, and we distribute them to the land barons, the feudal lords, who will know how to start and run and operate and fill up with diesel fuel a diesel-powered John Deere tractor. But don't think that the wee people are going to get one. They're not going to get keys to that tractor, I can assure you. Review policies with respect to improving in harvesting, storage, processing, distribution, and marketing of products at the local, national, and regional levels. Formulate and implement integrated agricultural projects that include other natural resource activities, such as management of rangelands, forests, and wildlife as appropriate. Seen all those highway crossing for deer, elk, buffalo, bison, wildebeest, frogs, and snails along America's highways lately? They're out there. And visit with Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, if you think I'm fooling you. Promote social and economic research and policies that encourage sustainable agriculture development, particularly in fragile ecosystems. My, isn't that what the Gulf of Mexico is all about? Fragile ecosystems. And did you hear the report the other day from Rosalind Peterson that the Navy has gone forward now and have gotten their environmental impact assessments out of the way, and they're going to go ahead and have millions and millions of takes of marine animals, mammals, as they conduct war games within our new extended boundaries of the 200-mile economic enterprise zones around America's coastlands. Maybe they'll be practicing a little bit of aerial spraying on your neighborhood anyway. And it continues. Reinforce their work with non-governmental organizations in collecting, disseminating information on people's participation and people's organizations, testing participatory development methods, training and education for human resource development, and strengthening the management structures of rural organizations. Healthy Neighbor Alliance, Healthy Food Alliance, they're in there, they're databasing. Well, databasing is what it's all about. You don't do urban planning if you don't do bad at databasing. If you're not a systems mind type of a person, you don't get very far with it. Give you an idea. Degrees of compatibility. This out of Ian McCarg. It's like the Bible for urban planners. Design with Nature, 25th anniversary edition. I have open in front of me on my desk. The degree of compatibility. Optimum multiple land uses. It starts this way. The preceding studies of intrinsic suitabilities for agriculture, forestry, recreation, and urbanization reveal the relative values for each region and for the basin within which each of the specified land uses exists. Wow. Wow. Databasing, categorizing, GIS, GPS, tracking and tracing your every move, your wants, your needs, and your moves.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with oraclebroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we see then that they develop in this particular text I'm looking at right now. It's a book. It's a book. It's a very expensive book. If you can find a copy of it, you know, you might want to add it to your library. I bought a copy of it. It's kind of like a coffee table book. It was very expensive. I don't remember. It was close to $50. A lot of money for a paperback, but it really, really gives you a clear understanding of just where urban planning in this country. Of course, you can trace it back to the Garden Cities program in England, But where the urban planners are really looking today when they're thinking about broad ecological-based planning systems. This idea of crossing all of the political boundaries, borders no longer available, no longer important in this time period. That's what they say anyway. I think they're full of stuff and nonsense. But we seek not to optimize for single, but for multiple compatible land uses. Multiple compatible land uses. Of course, it's not going to be what you choose to do with your property that's going to be important. It's what the land use planners have chosen for you to do with that property. And then they've zoned it. So buyer beware. Make certain that when you're buying property that it's zoned and all of the various ordinances that apply to it will fit into your plans, or seek land elsewhere. Unfortunately, you can't go west, young man, any longer, because the further west you go, well, you go right into communist China, and you have no choice there either. Towards this end, a matrix was developed with all prospective land uses on each coordinate. Each land use was then tested against all others to determine compatibility, incompatibility, and the two intervening degrees. And so if you allow yourselves in perhaps rural America, we have 3,066 counties in this country and far fewer urban areas than that, which tells you, ought to indicate to you, that there are still great opportunities that abound all across this country. But if we allow ourselves to come under the jackboot of these comprehensivists who develop comprehensive land use planning and zoning for the counties, you might have made a mistake. You might have lost as Mike Chambers and myself like to call it, the island of freedom that you once had. You allow the planners to come in the planet right out of your, probably out of your price range, and certainly out of any existence of freedom. From this, it was possible to re-examine the single optimum and determine the degree of compatibility with other prospective land uses. And so we look down the future. We look down the road. You've got an urban plan. You've got a city plan. You've got a neighborhood plan. You've got a block plan and a block watch captain and your babushkas behind every bush, peering out their window, their blinds, seeing whether or not you might have an automobile parked in your yard that they don't like the looks of, okay? That's right. Happens. It happens to me, too. But they do all of this planning around you. And unfortunately, you may have land in an area that when you purchased it was zoned residential and you just really like your house and you've gone all out, you've done your landscaping, your painting, your fixing, you've gone and bought your building permits and you've added on a bedroom for Susie and you put on a sunroom and then you've got your outdoor deck and you've got your sauna and your jacuzzi tubs and all of that. But unfortunately, the land has been rezoned while you were there. And now it's going to be low-rise residential Section 8 housing. They want to turn your neighborhood into Harlem, even though they know that it's a failed model. But they want to do that. Thus, for example, an area that had been shown to have a high potential for forestry would also be compatible with recreation, including wildlife management. But it wouldn't be recreation for you. It'll be only recreation for John McCain, Barry the Usurper, and Dick Cheney. It'll be a place for him to shoot his next attorney in the face with a shotgun. You won't be able to travel there. You won't be able to get a permit. You won't be able to afford the entrance fee or the daily surcharge to be anywhere in the vicinity of wildlife. You'll have to satisfy yourself by going to the wading pool and the grass lawn at one of these vacated properties. Within it, there might be opportunities for limited agriculture, pasture in particular. Pasture. But they don't really want pasture anymore. What they really want is forests. Dense forests. Dense forests are on the bottom. It's just all a bunch of overgrowth and broken branches and things like that, just ready to be set ablaze by an Israeli match. Terrorism, Yet in another example, an area that proffered an opportunity for agriculture as dominant land use could also support recreation, some urbanization, and limited exploitation of minerals. So you had a nice dairy farm there, but you're going to have to put a walking trail around it. And then that farm pond, no. That's going to have to be a nature preserve. That's now federal water. So what we want you to do is we want you to put some snow geese in there and some ducks and things like that. And we'll stock it with, perch. And then we'll have to have an access route and a parking place so that the townspeople can come onto your property and use your farm pond for recreation. Of course, we don't want to see any more of your stinking, belching cow farts over there, so you'll have to move your cattle off your property. But you will still have to pay property taxes, and it will be still high-dollar agricultural land. You'll pay heavily. Of course, then they'll foreclose you off of it, and then they'll just rewild it like they did in Scotland. Maybe bring in some of the king's deer. Maybe they'll put elk on your property. Yet, in another example, an area again, the proffered and opportunity for agricultural as dominant land use could also support recreation, some urbanization, and limited exploitation of minerals. It's really handy. If you don't own the property, you could probably come up with a lot of really good ways to use my property. Adjacent to the matrix on the intercompatibility is another that seeks to identify the resources necessary for prospective land uses. Productive soils for agriculture, coal and limestone for mining, flat land and water for urban locations, and so on. The final matrix is devoted to the consequences of the operation of these land uses. Where there is coal mining, there will be acid mine drainage. Agriculture is associated with sedimentation, urbanization with sewage, industry with atmospheric pollution. Oh, hell, well, let's just sum it all up. You better stay in the compact city. We're just going to have to rewild America. You people move back away from the coasts. The rainwater running off of your subdivision down there in the sea islands, that's not going to be allowed anymore. No, you're too close to the coast. You need to move inland. Move in really far inland. Oh, we don't care where you move inland, as long as you don't move into any of the forested areas. The better thing to do would just be to move away or visit the death panel. Well, let's just use that option anyway. Let's do some aerial spray and get these people off the coast. And so they bring in the Navy and have 5 years of war games on our coast, where 90% of our people live. Wow. Anyway, clever planners these are. When the results of the matrix are applied, the maximum potential conjunction of coexisting and compatible land uses for the basin is revealed. In every case, the dominant or co-dominance are associated with minor compatible land uses. And so now we're into watershed planning. Let's plan the watersheds out. We talked a little bit about water yesterday, but let's plan out our watersheds. Let's start with the Gulf of Mexico and bring the Mississippi River all the way to its headwaters, all of the multiple rivers, streams, and tributaries that feed into the Mississippi River. And let's put that in a watershed, and then let's manage our watershed effectively. Where are the people in that matrix? Well, they'll just have to get out of the Mississippi River watershed. What is a watershed? Well, it's from the top of the mountains on one side to the top of the mountains on the other side, and all of the water flows down to the bottom, and a river runs through it. Of course, it takes up all of the Louisiana Purchase, but that's quite an interregional, that's a multi-jurisdictional task force of wild proportions. The Blue Ridge Mountains exhibit only a recreational potential, but of the highest quality. The Piedmont is primarily suitable for urbanization with attendant agriculture and non-differentiated recreation. The coastal plain exhibits the highest potential for water-based and related recreation and forestry, and a lesser prospect for urbanization and agriculture. And the urban planning students in their master's degree program just sit there and lick it up. They love it. This is the Bible. This is God's Word, according to Ian McCarg. This is a method by which the nature of the place may be learned. It's because, and so it varies, it's in variety, it offers different resources. The place must be understood to be used and managed well. This is the ecological planning method. This is the ecological planning method. Ecologic, Henry Lamb. And then it goes on and it tries to establish the best places for people. One of the best places for people is to hide them. People do very, very well in nature when they're hidden. They need to be moved up into some little box canyon someplace where they can't be seen ever again.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And so, of course, Ian McCarrick is a good Scotsman, you know, anyway. And he did, indeed, in fact, you know, become virtually the god of urban planning. There are certain things that can be learned, however. You know, I'm kind of a bit of a brown fellow myself, never been as much of a greeny weeny, but there are many things that we've done, you know, with the planet that are, you know, objectionable, and they'll only work to our own harm if we don't improve our ways. If we are commanded to be good stewards of this planet, we have an opportunity for wise use, not no use, but wise use. And certainly, if you very carefully study what Ian McCarrick has laid out, he is taking a whole system plan approach. And if you go back and look at, you know, Richard Buckminster Fuller, the Dymaxian lifestyle that he advanced and so many people followed, certainly, you know, there is a little bit of intelligence in following this plan. The idea is not to poop in your own mess kit. All right, there are places that some things have become more suitable than others, all things considered. But the individual, as the property owner, needs to be remembered in the entire process. So the greatest good of the greatest number, you know, needs to be taken into consideration. You know, we've heard the story 1,000 times, certainly last night. Alfred Adiska brought it out on his broadcast very well, that the no matter how many wolves we have in a republic where the individual is sovereign, as opposed in a democracy where the collective is sovereign, no matter how many wolves you have, the wolves can never, without even an overwhelming majority, they can never pass a law that says wolves eat sheep. And there's a difference in these various styles of governance, government. And as Aristotle said so long ago in his Politics, that in a republic, the Constitution is the government. The Constitution is the government. It's a piece of paper. Jorge Bush was right when he said it's nothing but a GD piece of paper, but it's a GD piece of paper that lays out the frame of government. So it's not just a GD piece of paper, it is the government that Jorge Bush ostensibly was elected to leave. Of course, we know better than that. It's a corporation. That's why Barry the Usurper's birthright has never been challenged, because anybody could be the head of a corporation if the stockholders vote him in. Anyway, so we look at this sort of stuff and try and figure our way through it all. Ian McCarg was very influential. Other individuals have been too. The idea of localizing, however, Agenda 21 needs to stay on our radar screen, because it's happening right now. And so we look at this localizing Agenda 21 Action Plan for Sustainable Urban Development, LA21. Like other programs and projects, has a history and contextual embeddedness with a substantial number of people having been actively involved over the years, people with hopes, expectations, ambitions, above all, a shared purpose. That would be common purpose. Good morning, Captain. Common purpose. Coming to a town in America now near you, out of England, Tavistock and the others, all right? Common purpose, but a shared purpose to contribute to sustainable urban development. We can also talk about ICLEI in this, but we'll just stick with localizing Agenda 21. And this, the Urban Trilogues, published by the United Nations, is an interesting study. The LA21 program has its roots in global development tendencies established and begun in the early 1990s. That would be Agenda 21. As well as the more pragmatic concerns of the institutional partners who initiated the program. Well, that ought to give you an idea of where Agenda 21 came from. It was all of the institutional partners. That would be Monsanto, Mosaic, John Deere, unfortunately, Caterpillar, Boeing, you know, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, all the institutional partners. Of course, the United Nations figures into that as well, another corporation, the Corporation of the United States of America, or just the United States. Perhaps it's the corporation of this state as opposed to the state. Again, hearkening back to things that Alfred Adiks has been teaching on lately. Indeed, the 20th century has seen an evolution from a world barely urbanized at 13% at the start of the 20th century to one already approaching 45% urbanization by the year 1990. Of course, it depends on which country you're living in. If you happen to be living in the Bahamas, where they've got 1.5 square feet for everybody, well, yeah, there's lots of urbanization. You get into southwest Missouri, and it's flyover country. You see a lot of fence posts. You see a lot of cattle. And from here to there, you might run across a little crossroad town, but other than that, it's pretty much wide open space out here. In 1976, the Habitat One World Conference drew attention to this rapid urban growth and the dramatic problems linked to it. Now, so much like global climate disruption, we find that some of these reports are a bit specious. In the face of a continuing decline of the populations of the people of Europe and America due to the use of abortion and chemicalized birth control, we have for a long time not been replacing our population. The birth-to-death ratio is killing us. We're becoming extinct. As we open up our lands, to people from the developing countries, the third worlds. They call it the browning down of America, but that's kind of derogatory. Lots of brown people helped to build this country, the Chinese, you know, the Negroes, others. Even the indigenous population, you know, they contributed what they could as well. But in 1987, the International Year of Shelter called for providing every household with decent shelter by the year 2000. This is kind of what Jorge Bush found himself all caught up with, you know, traveling as he did with Al Gore. This idea of providing every household with a decent shelter. If you're a household, how can you not have decent shelter? Hmm? A household. Householders. How about families? How about husbands and wives? Men and women and their offspring. But of course, you're called a household. That's corporate. That's commercial. We can tax that. Yet the optimism of the 1960s and the 1970s, which had developed new concepts to tackle urban problems, that's important. This is Chicago, University of Chicago, 1313. This was when urban planning really started to get traction. This is when people started going to college and getting degrees in urban planning. It used to be artists and architects largely that did the urban planning, but they created this whole new branch of sociology called urban planning. And began to bring in Onnes and Addis, this idea of the public-private partnership that was spoken of early on by Auguste Comte when he coined the term sociology and created the science of sociology, which he crowned it the queen of sciences, trumping even philosophy. And his mentor, Claude Henri Dubrovoy Saint-Simon in France, French socialist, perhaps even the father of French socialism, not to take away from Proudhon and the others, or Godwin, but certainly this idea that the world ultimately would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator, and the dictator would be supported in everything he did by a cadre of super social scientists, experts say, scientists said. And there would be regional banks. And woman would become the goddess. The bank would become the temple. Goes all the way back, doesn't it? Goes all the way back to, what is it, the Parthenon, is it? No, which one is it? Athena? Temple? Athena? Wow. Continuing along here. In 1987, the International Year of Shelter called for providing every household with decent shelter by 2000, yet the optimism of the 1960s and the 70s, which had developed new concepts to tackle urban problems, sites and services, self-help housing, slum upgrading, incremental growth, adapted standards, and locally appropriate technologies soon disappeared. Indeed, all these solutions, widespread as they may have been in some cities, had not substantially improved the lot of the growing number of people faced with the decreased capacity of states to provide basic services and infrastructures, and with economies alternately stagnating or booming, but not necessarily benefiting the poor. Of course, we know that the alternation between stagnation and boom, boom, and bust, that is the job, that is the role, that is the impact and the effect of the Federal Reserve banking system and central banking in general. Well, maybe as we study these things, we'll find real solutions and stop putting band-aids on the sucking chest wound of the body politic. I'll be back tomorrow. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland.
LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.